Good morning, Yu Yong. I remember Jack last week. I was happy that Jack preached last Sunday. Even though my message may not be meaty enough this morning, you guys won't suffer from spiritual malnourishment. Jack's message on the will of God can satisfy your spiritual appetite until he comes back in a few months. And this morning, as we were having our fellowship time and enjoying our refreshment, and I was talking to Alisa. I said, "I'm hungry." And then Alisa replied, "I'm hungry all the time." Then I thought, wow, what a statement. If we Christians are hungry all the time for God's word, wow, we can do a lot of things for God. One of my bosses used to say, it is easier to improve 1% for 1,000 days than to improve 1,000% in one day. Some small increments of advance are more realistic than giant leaps and bounds of progress. The Bible also teaches the same thing regarding our learning of the scripture. Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. I was working in my backyard on Wednesday, my day off. From a distance, it doesn't look bad at all because there are more green than yellow patches. But on closer inspection, the green patches are mostly weeds. I was determined to spend most of the day dealing with the out-of-control weed situation. So I started at around 11 o'clock in the morning. It was an overcast sky, so I won't be digging in the heat. I was very energetic. The first hour, took my quick lunch break around 12 noon and was back at it again. By 1:30, all my toils have taken a toll on my knees and my back. I was sweating and hurting and thinking that I was a fool to spend my day off punishing myself with this arduous chore. Then this thought flashed across my mind. What is God trying to teach me here? God wants me to learn patience, especially with the prickly weeds that can pierce through the gloves. God wants me to learn endurance, prompting me to keep going by varying my task from time to time. And God wants me to learn perseverance with the wisdom and strength that he gives to me each day to deal with whatever circumstances that might be facing us. I was planning to quit at 3:30, but by 2:45, I was literally crawling on the ground with the pattern of the kneeling pad clearly imprinted on both my knees. So I packed everything up and took a shower, rested a little bit before I picked G up from work. I felt so satisfied to have filled two large garbage bags with my labor. But when G came home, she commented that now that I have removed the weeds, we can see the brown lawn underneath. Once I got the theme for my message, I was excited to start working on it. When I key in persevere in my word search, there's no occurrence of the word persevere in the King James Bible. When I changed it to perseverance, there is only one occurrence. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Then I went into the panic mode. How can I put together a message with only one reference in the whole entire Bible? I guess God really wants me to learn the lesson of perseverance by actual experience. first through the reading and now through the putting together of this message. What does it mean to persevere? To persevere is to continue in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty or with little or no indication of success. Perseverance is vital to growing in our faith, and God wants us to persevere no matter what happens. So we have to learn how to overcome obstacles, difficulties, trials, and tribulations to experience victory in Christ. This morning, the title of my message is Persevering Christianity. It is dividing into three parts. The first part highlights the calling to perseverance. The second part discusses the various areas of perseverance. The third part deals with the other consideration of perseverance. I sincerely hope that you all can persevere through this sermon with me. Calling to perseverance. Though the word perseverance can only be found in Ephesians 6:18, the idea of perseverance can be found in other verses. We are called to persevere. What about perseverance and prayer? Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. What about perseverance and thanksgiving? Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Hey, what about perseverance and good deeds? Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. What about perseverance and God's help in fighting temptations? Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. What about perseverance and deliverance of God from Satan's attack? Revelation 2:10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. What about perseverance and God's promise of reward? James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Number two, areas of perseverance. Perseverance has a lot to do with overcoming trials and tribulations. What is the purpose of these difficult circumstances and demanding challenges? They are here for a good reason. God is using these matters to shape us. He is using these lessons to mold us. He is using these teachings to transform us. Job 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And also in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. There are seven areas that we can exercise our perseverance. We can persevere to love. Romans 8:35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can persevere to be faithful. 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 and 7, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. We can persevere to be obedient. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 11. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. And for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Verse 8. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? Verse 10. For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partaker of his holiness. And finally, verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are which are exercised thereby. We can persevere to sacrifice. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And also in verse 33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. We can persevere to be humble. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messengers of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For these things I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. We can persevere to endure. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 34. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endure a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye become companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bones, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. We can persevere to be patient. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophets which have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering afflictions and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Section 3, perseverance and other consideration. We are not to persevere based on our own strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There is a silver lining to all our perseverance. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There is a hope in all our perseverance. John 14, verse 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus is our ultimate example of perseverance from cradle to the cross. John 8:29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now that we have come to the end of today's sermon, thank you for your perseverance. Oswald Chambers had this to say about perseverance. Perseverance means more than endurance, more than simply holding on until the end. A saint's life is in the hands of God, like a bolt in the hands of an archer. God is aiming at something the saint cannot see. But our Lord continues to stretch and strain. And every once in a while, the saint says, I can't take it anymore. Yet God pays no attention. He goes on stretching until his purpose is in sight. And then he let the arrow fly. I would also like to share with you the lyric of the song One Day at a Time by Christy Lane. I'm only human, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walk among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. I will ask Steve to close in prayer, and then we will sing two hymns. 527, Teach Me Thy Way, and also 380, Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. Steve, can you close in prayer, please?
Father, we're so thankful to have been here this morning to hear this message on perseverance. Father, if we are honest, we have to confess that we have fallen short in this area. We give up far too easily at the slightest sign of disappointment. Help us, Lord, to look to Thee as our strength and as our hope, to be able to persevere in the things that Thou hast set before us. We thank Thee for Chris and for his faithfulness in portraying this message to us, and we pray that it indeed has found an entrance into our hearts so that we might be found to be doers of the word and not simply hearers. We give Thee thanks in our precious Savior's name. Amen.
Okay, the first hymn is 527, Teach Me Thy Way.